こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは英語と日本語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、マミは日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能でスピードを調整できますので試してみてください。まず2つちょっとニュースというか言うことがありまして、多分ツイッターとかフェイスブックでフォローしてくれてる人はもうとっくに気づいてると思うんですけど、今週の月曜日に新しいエピソードアップしたところ、火曜日の午前中までに1万7000回以上ぐらい のダウンロードをいただいたために、途中でサーバーがシャットダウンしてしまいました。というわけで何日間かちょっとエラーになったりダウンロードできないっていう状態になってすいませんでした。
How long has it been exactly?
It's like 火水木金3日かな。3日間、多分で偶然できた人とかもいたと思うんだけど、ほとんどの人はできなかったと思う。でマイケルが昨日もう徹夜、昨日だけじゃないけど一昨日からずっと頑張って昨日徹夜して。
Ever since it happened.
Yeah, 今も。
Ever since it happened.
眠。
I'm still working on it.
眠ってない状態で今収録しています。
It's so complicated.
やばいよね。
Podcasting is so much harder than video.
Yeah.
Way harder than video.
ね、不思議だよね。
Because video, you just go to YouTube and you can upload,
yeah,
like HD video for free, and millions of people can download your video,
yeah,
for free. But with podcasting, you have to host it yourself. And then when people download your podcast, you have to pay for that bandwidth.
そうそう、ね、多分何人かツイッターで気づいてくれてたみたいなんだけど、これって iTunes にオーディオをアップしてるわけじゃなくて、iTunes はただ誘導してくれてるだけなんだよね。だからうちら自分のサーバーで自分の待機幅でやんなくちゃいけないから大変なんです、実は。
Yeah, we were way over our limit.
ね、そう。だからもうちの使ってたサーバーのリミットをもう思いっきりずっと超えてたんだよね、多分。
It was, we were, well, we did. They told us that we had reached almost 500 gigabytes.
Yeah.
Within one day.
だからずっと超えてて、それをプロバイダーが教えてくれてなくて、いきなりシャットダウンされちゃったので、
like、a big,
こんなことになっちゃった。
A big server, a big rental server for hosting websites will give、yeah. you maybe like 800 gigabytes a month of bandwidth.、Yeah. Some give you more. It depends.
相当使っちゃったよね。
But like 800 gigabytes a month, that means we could be up for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Like that's not enough bandwidth.
なんか最初に始めた時ね、マイケルとマミずっとこれ10人ぐらいかな聞いてんのとか言ってたから、
yeah.
そっからサーバーを変えてなかったから、
yeah.
こんなことになると思わなくて、でもみんながダウンロードしてくれたおかげなので、まあ大変だったけど、
We're、
ありがたい
learning.
いやありがたいことだよね。あとツイッターとフェイスブックでみんながマイケルのことを応援してくれてね。
Yeah, I saw that. That was nice.
Yeah. だからあとね、iTunes のレビューのところにこうダウンロードできませんとか書いてくれた人いっぱいいたんだけど、あそこにね書いてもらうと返信できないので、答えが返せないから、できれば Twitter とか Facebook で見てもらうと一応こう起きてますとか言えるからね。
I don't know if they want a reply from us.
Well, but they were like asking questions and stuff, like what's going on.で、もう気づいてる人は気づいてると思うんだけど、普通のポッドキャストみんなやってる人って音声さんがいて、企画書く人がいて、出演してる人がいて、 IT 担当がいて、マーケティングの人が Facebook と Twitter やって、スポンサーがいてみたいな感じでやってるじゃん。うちら、
yeah,
うちら本当に
proper, like, audio equipment and a studio.
そうそうそう、スタジオでとか。
You don't hear lightning and cars going by.
でもうちら本当にマイケルとマミって書いてあるけど、本当にマイケルとマミしかいないから
2人
でやってるので、ちょっと
寂しい。
そう、ちょっとね寂しかったんだけど、でもみんながいっぱいメッセージくれたから、あ、2人じゃないんだって思って嬉しかった。というわけでちょっとお騒がせしましたが、マイケルの あの徹夜の頑張りによってサーバーを引っ越し完了しましたので、イエーイ。
It's gonna take a while before it's 100%. Yeah, it's still wonky. It's still weird.
Yeah,
so
だからまたエラーとかなっちゃうかもしれないんだけど、ちょっと今頑張ってるところなので。
But if you're listening to this, you have nothing to complain about.
True that.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yay. そうなので今後も温かく見守ってください。もう一ついいニュース、素晴らしいニュースがあって、あの東京ウィークエンダーっていうあのフリーペーパー、東京に住んでる人だったら多分見たことあると思うんだけど、 AG の英語のねあの雑誌があって、そこの、8月号がやっと出たんだけど、そこになんと私とマミとマイケルのインタビュー記事が載っています。しかもあの顔はねちょっとちゃんと見えないように加工してもらったんだけど、なんとなく2人がどういう見た目か分かるような感じに仕上がってる。
You can totally see who we are.
そう、なんとなくどんな感じか見えるので、あのね東京ウィークエンド結構ね、なんだホテルとかあの外人がよくいるところにはだいたい置いてある、うん、あのカフェとかあと、まあ、商工会議所とかねいろいろ置いてあるので、もしあの見かけたら手に取って見てみてください。で、見かけられない人とか東京以外に住んでる人のためには、来週の初めにあのうちらの記事 の, あのウェブサイト版が出るので、それをツイッターとフェイスブックに載せるので、ちょっと2人の顔がどんな感じかと、あとちょっとあのなんでこれやってるかとかね、あんまりポッドキャストで話してないことをちょこっとだけだけど話してるので、
It's just a short sweet interview
そう、so, 短いけどね、あの、
まあ、if you're interested.
そう、Podcast Heroes っていうタイトルつけてもらったから見てみてください。というわけで、ニュース1個目いきます。2012年の4月に、UC サンディエゴの学生が、アメリカの麻薬取締局に拘束されて、窓のない部屋で5日間、水も食べ物もなく放置されるという事態が起きました。これどうしてこんなことになっちゃったかというと、この学生25歳のダニエル・チョンっていう人なんだけど、友達の家のパーティーで、まあ、タイマーを吸ってたところ、その友達が家に1万8000個のエクスタシーの錠剤を持ってて、たまたまその麻薬取締局が、まあ、家宅捜索にその時入った。でダニエルとその8人の友人が一緒に、まあ、あの警察に連れて行かれたんだけど、でこう部屋に入れられて、そのままみんながこのダニエルのことを忘れちゃったんで、忘れたまんま5日間こうドアに鍵もかけられて、トイレもなくて、大きい声出しても気づかれないし、途中で電気も消されちゃって、なのでしょうがないので、彼はあの自分のおしっこを飲んだりとか、あとメガネのレンズをこう割って食べて死のうとしたり、あの腕にお母さんへの遺言を彫ったりとかしたんだけど、結局死ねなくて、で5日後にたまたま誰かが気づいて見つけてくれた時にはもう体重は7キロ減ってて、脱水症状で腎不全で、で PTSD にもなってたっていう、でそういう事件があったんだけど、先日、4億円を政府が彼に支払うことで和解しました。
7 kilos
yeah
痩せたね。
yeah 5日間でだよ。
That's a brutal diet though.
Yeah, I mean, he almost died.
It's probably mostly water weight. So, UC San Diego student in April of 2012. He's 25 years old. His name is Daniel Chong, and he was chilling at his friend's house, burning marijuana. His friend had ecstasy in the house.
Yep.
And what, it was a raid?
Yep.
A raid on his house.And he gets arrested and he's put in an interrogation room, and somehow he's forgotten about for 5 days. And he's left there, locked up, unable to get out for 5 days by himself, no toilet, no food,
no
water, no window, no light.
No light.
And so he was losing his mind.He was losing his mind. I mean, dehydration like that is like the worst thing ever. You really start to just go crazy.
幻覚とかも見始めたらしいよ。もう脱水症状すぎて。
Yeah, kidney failure, lost 7 kilos, post-traumatic stress disorder, terrible ordeal. He carved a sorry mom into his arm.
Yeah.
With a what piece of his glasses or something?
Yeah.
And he was trying to kill himself at the time.
He was.
He had totally given up. So yeah. he was absolutely sure that he was dead.
なんか途中まではいや忘れられるわけないと思ったらしいの当たり前だけどこんなわけないと思ったんだけど多分何日か経った頃にいやこれはもうダメだみたいな感じでもう諦めたっぽいで、
yeah.
なんかもうでも起きてないとと思ってなんかねその部屋の毛布の下にメスが落ちてたんだってそれも意味わかんないけど、
huh?
meth he found meth under a blanket
In the
interrogation room.
Wow.
Meth って日本語だとスピードとかそういう何あのスピードってよく言われてるあの麻薬ね。
They call it speed here? Meth?
Yeah.
Did you know that meth is super common in Japan?
Yeah, I know.
And supposedly, is it meth? That was developed by Japan.
Really?
I think it was meth. I think meth was developed by Japan for use by kamikaze pilots to help them stay awake when they flew suicide missions.
It's kind of
interesting.
So anyways, he found it under a blanket and そのメスを食べてちょっと元気を出すというかしっかりしなきゃと思って食べたらしいんだけどそもそもなんでそこにそんなのがあったのかもわかんないけど、
yeah.
けどね、あのでまあ、一応その政府はあの本当に申し訳なかったみたいな感じであの一応今後の対策として毎日部屋をこうちゃんと確認してあと部屋に全部にカメラをつけてちゃんとそういう残されてる人がいないかチェックしますって言ってるんだけど、
That's so fucked up.
5日間だよだってさ部屋に連れて行った人がいるわけじゃんその人さなんであの男の子どうしたんだろうってなんで思わなかったんだろうね
Well, the American Police Department is known for being
Tekito
and incompetent, like, all the time.
でもそれにしてもさ、5日間だよ。なんか携帯も途中でさ、I don't know if he had his cell phone with him. でもさ、持ってたとしても途中で死ぬじゃん、携帯が。でさ、時計もある、部屋にあったのかもわかんないしさ、もうなんか、窓もないから、今何時とかさ、何日経ってとかも分かんなくなってくるじゃん、だんだん。
Well, it's not that. It's dehydration. If you don't drink any water for like a couple days, you go crazy. You go completely crazy. It doesn't take that long. If your brain is dehydrated, you start to hallucinate. You start to see things that aren't there. You start to really start to lose your mind. It doesn't take that long.
もうかわいそうだよね。
And five days is like, that's the limit. Like, you can't go... He would have been dead for sure. He could have easily died.
Yeah.
This story could have been a kid was forgotten about in an interrogation room and he died.
Yeah.
If he didn't drink his piss, he would have died for sure.
Yeah. しかもその、だからちょっと頭いいというか、床におしっこしちゃったら飲めないからそのメタルのベンチにおしっこしてそこから飲んでたのって超かわいそうじゃない何これ何この拷問それなんか4億円もらってなんか親に家を買ってあげたいですみたいなこと言ってたけどさ
A lot of people drink their piss because they think it's good for them
What? 普段ってこと、
yeah.
普段
Yeah,
yeah. Ew
A lot of martial artists like UFC fightersLike, Machida.
What? Ryoto Machida?
Yeah, these guys like... Yeah, Machida drinks his piss.
Ew!
He drinks his own urine, like a full glass. Like,
ew, that's so gross.
Supposedly, there's some sort of health benefits to running that urine back through your body.
Ew.
Your system.
やだ、みんな真似しなくていいよ、それは。やだ、キモい、それ。その肝情報でした
I don't know if it's good for you Personally, I even if it's good for you I don't think it's worth it
まあ、あの出した直後は無菌っていうからね尿は
Yeah Yeah, for the most part.
でもそういう問題じゃないよね。大したの戻さなくていいよ、中に。
Well, if it wasn't, then you couldn't drink it, right?
So. Yeah, but it's gross. Oh my god. もうこれから亮と町田見るたんびにそれ考えちゃうじゃん。
It's not just him. A lot of people drink their own urine.
Ew.
It's called like urine therapy or something. It's weird.
何でもセラピー後につけりゃいいってもんじゃないよね。
But if you're stranded somewhere and you're gonna die, you have to.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah,
because your body doesn't know. Your body,
yeah.
your physical body has no idea that you're not gonna get more water later.
Right.
It doesn't
right.
know that yet.
Yeah.
Your body will try to conserve water when it's already low.
Yeah.
But if you know that you're not gonna have water for 5 days or whenever, then
so,
you need to start drinking your piss
so,
like
だからもう
ASAP.
Daniel Chong みたいな状態になっておしっこ飲むのはいいけど、亮と町田みたいに普段から飲むのはちょっとおすすめしてません。
I'm not gonna question anything Machida does because that guy's a badass.
Okay, next one. これ ABC ニュースで言われてた話なんだけどね。ウグイスの糞を使ったフェイシャルスパがニューヨークで人気ということで、これだけだったらへーって終わるんだけど、あのこれゲイシャフェイシャルと呼ばれていて、1回180ドルで、あの静かニューヨークスキンケアサロンっていうところでやってるんだけどね、毎月100人の女性と男性のお客さんが訪れて大人気で、この ABC ニュースによると日本ではもうごくごく当たり前の美容法で、もうトラディショナルな、もう誰でも知っているみんながやってる美容法ですみたいなの書いてあったので、はぁと思ってポッドキャストで話さないとって思ったんだけど、実際ね、このウグイスの糞を使うっていうのは1600年頃にその確かに芸者とかがやってたみたいなんだけど、そんな今やってないよっていう話。
So there's this idea of geisha facials in New York where women are paying $180 to
women
have,
and men.
I guess men too. Well, they're not straight men, are they?
I don't know.
There's probably some in there.
I don't know, but it's specifically said.
So men and women both in New York are paying $180 to basically have bird shit put on their face.
Yep.
It is bird shit, right?
It is bird shit.
Okay.
Yeah, bird. なんかエンザイムがあのそのウグイスの糞に含まれていてすべすべになるっていうことなんだけど、そのウグイスって言ってもどれでもいいわけじゃなくて、ちゃんとした種、
yeah.
シーズを食べてるウグイスじゃないとダメっていうことを言ってんだけど。
You know what? I think it's probably like exfoliating.
It is. It is.
Because of the enzymes. Because they actually have. God damn it. What's the name? What's that coffee called? Where they. The shit coffee?
Enema? Coffee enema?
No,
ah, no, no, no.
No.
Ah, I got it. Hey, 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 hey.
No, no, no. Not an enema. God damn it. What's the name of that coffee?
なんだっけ?
But there's this. The most expensive kind of coffee in the world.
Hi, hi, hi.
Comes from civets. They actually take, they're like feeding the civets are like these little, what's a civet? It's like a raccoon.
Yeah.
Ish. It's like a raccoon mongoose.
Tanuki みたいな.
It's like a less fluffy.
Itachi みたいなやつ. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Itachi みたいなやつ.
If you shave a tanuki's like beard,
I guess.
I don't know. It looks weird, but these civets, they actually poop out the.
Ew.
These, the coffee beans, I think.
So.
Right?
So, so, so.
Right? And then they make coffee out of these coffee beans, and it's the most expensive kind of coffee in the world. And the reason is that the enzymes from the civets, digestive tract or whatever, like, does something to the actual coffee beans.
And then they,
whatever. Okay. Maybe.
なんかこのウグイスの糞のフェイシャルもなんかトーストしたお米の匂いがするって書いてあった。でも違うの、って思ったのは、だからこの ABC ニュースがもう日本ではみんなやってますみたいな感じのこと言ってたから。
Yeah, that's weird.
あのカタツムリのやつは確かにやってるじゃん。知ってる？カタツムリの顔のパック。
No, what's that?
あのさ、 You know snails? カタツムリ。
Yeah.
When they walk around, あの、
oh, yeah, yeah, the snail mucus.
そうそうそう、yeah. 跡が残るじゃん。それを集めて、
yeah.
加工して、そう、顔に塗るっていう。それは韓国から多分始まったやつだけど、それは確かにさ、ちょっと流行ってるけど。
It's weird. Here, I think, like, it's amazing to what extent people are willing to go to like fight aging, to fight wrinkles,
yeah.
to the things that women, the amount of money that women are willing to pay
yeah.
for a questionable, maybe there's a benefit kind of thing
yeah.
to their skin, even if it's only for the short term.
Right.
Like they're so into it.
So desperate.
Like, they're so, and so many of them smoke cigarettes, and cigarettes are so terrible for your skin. So it's like, there's so much more. If you want to have nice skin, just make sure you're getting all your nutrients. Eat a lot of fish and
だから結局はウグイスの糞とかあのカタツムリのあのぬちゃぬちゃしたのを顔に塗る前にタバコ吸うのをやめるとかお酒を飲むのを減らすとか。
Like your body is capable of having really nice skin if you do the right things.
Yeah.
But people tend to like, I just see so many people that totally ignore their diet, ignore their
yeah.
smoking habits. They don't get good sleep, and then they go to like the place, some spa or something, and have bird shit smeared on their face. And it's like, you didn't have to do the bird shit, you know?
Yeah.
You could have just eaten a good diet and just gotten some sleep.
この発想がすごいよね。でもこの芸者の人が最初に日本で始めたにしてもさ、なんでそれ思いついたんだろうね。あ、このウグイスの糞ちょっと顔に塗ってみようかしらってさ、最初に思いついた人はマジ謎じゃない？
Yeah, the first person to put bird... maybe it happened naturally.Maybe someone was just sunbathing and a bird shat on their face and they rinsed it off and everyone was like, oh my god.
That's so funny.
Who knows?
Yeah, でもそれマミはやりたくないな。はい、次の話。UK でネット上のアダルトコンテンツを今年末までに国レベルで規制する方針が発表されて話題になっています。まあ、これはデフォルトでもうあのポールの AV がとかまあそういうエロ画像とかがフィルターがかかっちゃうっていうもので、まああの UK のキャメロン首相によるとアダルトコンテンツは子供に悪影響を与えていて、インターネットプロバイダーはまあそれに対してきちんと今まで対応してきてないので、国がもう入ることにしました、介入することにしましたって言ってるんだけど、実際にどうなるかというと、プロバイダーに新規契約する場合はもともともう規制がかかってる。で、プロバイダーにも既存で契約してる人たちはプロバイダーから質問が来て、フィルターかけますかどうしますかって言われるんだけど、このフィルターいらない場合はわざわざそのプロバイダーにこのフィルター取ってくださいっていうのを申し込まなくちゃいけないことになります。
In UK they're banning porn.
Yep.
Yeah. And what's his name? Cameron? David Cameron?
Yep.
Is it David? Mr. David Cameron.
Prime Minister.
You silly person. He's decided that pornography is bad for children, and therefore we need to basically separate that part of the internet from what is readily accessible by everyone when they have an internet connection. And
yeah.
so you would actually have to opt in to be able to watch pornography
or
at
even
all.
Images.
So you need to what? So you have to like contact your internet service provider. It's like, yo, I'm trying to watch some porn. So
そうだよ、恥ずかしいよね。そうだよ、だからそう、本当にそうだよ。プロバイダーに連絡して、ちょっと私は AV 見たいので、それのフィルターを外してくださいってわざわざ自分で言わなきゃいけない。
How about the parents?Just put a filter on the browser.
そう、だからそれでいいじゃんっていうことで今ちょっといろいろ議論になっていて、そもそもこの何フィルターをかけるって言ってるじゃん、
yeah.
そのフィルターの定義は何なのかっていう、だ例えば Sex Education for Teenagers とか、
mm-hmm.
あとはその性犯罪の被害者のサポートのウェブサイトとか、 そういうのも間違えてフィルターかけられちゃう可能性があるわけよ。そうしたらそのかけられた人は誰に言えばいいのっていう、あのうちのサイト規制されちゃってるんですけど、でそういうことが多分大量に起きちゃうから、それをどうするつもりなのかっていうのがまあ一つのイシューで、もう一つはその何 Google とか大きなブラウザーっていうのはもうすでに政府とか NGO と協力して、その違法なイメージがもう上の方に上がってこないようにもうすでにブロックしてるわけよ、どこの国でも。だからそれにプラスして、どうしてそんなことを国に言われなきゃいけないんだみたいな感じで、だから子供に見れないようにするんだったらそれ親がどうにかすればいいことじゃんっていうので、まあいろいろ今 UK では議論になってる。
I think it's ridiculous. You know, the beautiful thing about the internet is that it's open and that it's free and that no one's really controlling it. And as soon as we have government stepping in and making decisions about what people do and do not have access to, you're moving towards China.
Yeah.
And you're moving towards, you know, they're going to abuse that power. They're going to start to censor certain things. They're already, that is censoring. This is censoring.
Well, it is censoring.
I know it's pornography, but this is censorship.
Yeah.
And the UK government deciding that it's okay for them to step in and actually censor the internet is completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I don't really, I mean, Google can go ahead and not allow certain things to show up in search. I'll just use a different search engine.
Yeah.
But if you're living in the UK, you can't just switch to a different internet service provider.
Right.
You don't have an alternative.
So
you have to do this. You have to mess. I mean, this is a net that they're casting over everyone. And, you know, if you have a new internet service provider, you're going to have to opt in. Everyone will have to do this.
So.
And that's ridiculous.
そうなの。で、まあなんかこれは本当に馬鹿げてるんだけど、なんかこのキャメロン首相が急になんかこの性犯罪とかの取り締まりにやる気を出してて、まあ、このポーンのやつはね、確かに It's really ridiculous but、まあ、悪いことだけじゃなくて、例えばそのレイプとかそういう違法な画像の所持をしている人の取り締まりを強化したりとか、小児性愛者ペドファイルのがこっそり使ってるファイル共有ソフトのネットワークの取り締まりをもっと強化したりとか、まあ、そういういいこともあるんだしてるんだけど、それ以前にこのポーンを見れなくするっていうのはどうなのかっていうね。
And you can get around this sort of stuff using a proxy, anyone.
Yeah.
So what it's really going to do is it's going to create the assumption that people aren't watching pornography when they are, and they'll actually be able to do so more easily and more freely by using a proxy. And
だから意味ないよね。
It tends to create a sort of like black internet.
Yeah.
What is it called?
There's black like a market.
There's it's like a black market, but it's not really a market, right? Because it's you know, it's not, they're not really trading anything, but the internet there is a dark internet that you can't access through Google. You know about this? There's a whole
I've read about
there's
it.
There's a whole secret internet that exists out there.
Right.
That you can't see on Google.
Right.
You have to go directly to it and you have to know how to get there.
Right.
But once people are there, people are using bitcoins, that digital like currency that some crazy person came up with. And Bitcoin is not regulated right now.
Okay.
I don't believe it is.
Okay.
So people go onto this dark internet and actually hire assassins to kill their rich husbands, and this is real stuff. You can buy any drug that you want, and all this activity because of this kind of oppression on the internet, they've just decided we're leaving. We're going to use our own currency, Bitcoin, among ourselves, and we're going to do whatever we want to do. And so it's kind of created this dark internet that's difficult to track, difficult to monitor, difficult to see what's actually going on, and crime, like internet based crime, has just exploded because of
this. だからそっちを先に規制しなさいよって感じじゃない？そのさ、何、普通の人がさ、こういうインターネットプロバイダー使って、Google とか Bing とか何でもいいけど、普通の何、ブラウザーから、ポーンを見ようとしてるのとさ、もうレベルが違すぎじゃん？
Well, if you want to watch porn, watch porn.
Yeah, That's my point.
No one cares what you're doing in your house by yourself. Like,
そうだからそれをさ規制する前にその
Who's the victim? Who's the victim?
Porn industry.
Yeah, if they ban porn, porn sales in stores will probably go up in the UK. So if you're looking to open a porn shop,
I'd probably
go to UK, open a porn shop.
Yeah, that's true. Business chance, da ne. Yeah.
Be ridiculous.
Hi.
No one's trying to watch British porn though.
Is there British porn?
Unfortunately, no. I'm just kidding. It's yeah, there is. I think. Maybe. Is it? It's allegedly.
It's not a big industry, though, right?
In Britain? It's big enough that they're banning it from the internet. Porn production within...
I
don't think so. The British accent, like, doesn't suit porn.
AV 業界といえば日本、アメリカ、ドイツ...
Yeah.
っていうイメージなんだけど、あ、インド？
Southeast Asia。
うん。
Like
あ、あとブラジルとか。
Philippines and I don't know Cambodia。
なんかあんまイギリスって自分でポーン作ってるイメージないね。
Yeah. They like to drink tea and stuff.
でも確かにイギリス英語ってあんまエロくないね。なんかあのなんていうのそういうさ なんだっけほら昔の文学あるじゃんイギリス文学よくエマとかさ、
yeah.
映画になってるようなああいうなんていうの、yeah. すごいクラッシーなイメージがあるからさ、
yeah.
like、Queen like royalty
well I think they would make porn but California has completely taken over to the extent where it's likeit's white people. If people are trying to see white people, they're gonna just look at white people in California.
Yeah, でもさ、イギリス人からしてみたらさっていう話。Don't they want their own accent, like British accent?
I don't know.
Versus like American.
I have no idea.
なんかさ、どうなんだろう。気になる。You should know. You're a guy.
You're a guy. What does that
mean? なんかサーチしてるときにさ。Don't you come across like...
Never, never.
Never?
Never.
Oh. No, I don't want to embarrass myself.
Oh, you don't want to embarrass yourself? What were you going to say?
I was going to
say... Give us your porno 話.
I was going to say, okay. イギリス英語のポーンってないかと思ったんだけど、シリーズ知らない？おじさん、なんか、イギリス人のおじさんが、なんか、若い女の子をナンパするみたいなシリーズ
知らん
知らないこれ
I've never heard of it in my life
嘘なんかいつも It's the same guy It's the same like old
So mommy likes British accents
No I don't like it I don't like it It's just that I've seen those series like popping up
So who likes it? What do you mean it's popping
up? イギリス人が見てんじゃないの
Who's How do you know about this?
Well, if you go to like porn sites and stuff, like there are a lot of
How
kinds.
Do you know about this though?
Because I watch porn.
British porn?
No.
Apparently.
I don't watch British porn. Damn it. もうまたおかしくなるじゃん、イメージが。
Next. Snowden? Snowden?
Did you just say Snowden?
Yeah, I was doing my Ota-san no monomane.
Snowden.
My monomane of his monomane mm-hmm. of me. Mm-hmm. Snowden? 違う? Okay. Snowden has been granted 1 year asylum in Russia. And recently he's leaked something. His most recent leak is the X Key Score program. And X key score is something that the NSA is using even now that makes pretty much everything you've ever done on the internet accessible. And this includes browsing history, searches, email content, online chats, metadata, and all that stuff. So pretty much everything. And Snowden, so the NSA knows that mommy likes British porn.
Shut up.
And Snowden provide actual training materials to The Guardian, which is a newspaper. And basically, there's no authorization required. No warrants, no court order, nothing. Like, just tekitoni, they can access all your information instantly.
マミとマイケル得意のスノーデンのアップデートです。ちょうど昨日というか明日アップロードするから、おととい、ロシアが亡命を許可したので、1年間ロシアに入国できることになりました。というスノーデンなんですけど、最新の暴露をしました。それが X キースコアっていうもので、これは、ネット上のすべての活動を見れる。ものだからサーチの履歴、ブラウザ履歴、メール、チャット、メタデータとか誰のでもこのネット上のすべての活動が全部見れちゃうっていうもので、その X キースコアのマニュアルをスノーデンがイギリス の, あの大きい新聞 The Guardian に提出しました。でこの X キースコア使うときにこの裁判所とか警察からの令状とかが全くなしで NSA がその個人のネット上の活動をまあ監視できるっていうことがまた明るみになりました。
すごいね。
怖いよね。もうっていうかさ、もうこうなったらさ、マジ令状とか裁判所とか裁判とかいらないじゃんって話になるよね。どうせ見放題なんでしょ、う
ん、yeah.
何のためなんか、yeah. It's like Who are they kidding? I mean, when they take like reijou とか, it's like they can see everything anyways, でしょ?
It's weird because the U.S. government, well, the United States has always prided itself in standing for a lot of values that are kind of centered around the individual's rights and the individual's protecting the individual from the government itself. And this culture kind of came about because the earlier colonies in America were very much oppressed by the British control.
Right, right.
Within the United States. So because of that history, that's why they installed like a jury system, and that's why they came up with all this, you know, the Bill of Rights and all these different American ideas about personal privacy rights and personal, you know, your freedoms and all these other things. And now the United States has become a symbol of the absolute opposite of that. 180 degrees.
本当だよ。
What a load of shit that was.
なんかさ、これを
聞い、 It was unbelievable.
これを聞いちゃうと、その UK が AV をバンしていることが可愛く思える。
You're still thinking about AV.
No, because you just talked about British people, yeah, right? だからアメリカ人は、Shut up. アメリカ人はイギリス人に、まあ何、から逃れてアメリカ大陸に来た人たちなわけじゃん。
Yeah.
だからそこから絶対違うものにするぞ、自分たちはプライバシーを守って政府からも自分たちを守れる国にするぞって言ったにもかかわらず、もうこんな、
It's the same shit. It's worse than Britain.
It's much worse than
Britain.
It's way
worse than Britain.
Yeah. どうしたのこれ?
I don't know.
何やってんの?
I like my any sense of American pride about these ideals that I had.
Yeah.
Growing up, completely destroyed.
Yeah.
There's none of it's left. I don't believe. Like I just all the things that I found out growing up as I got older. It's just been.It's depressing.
ね、しかもこのオバマのこのエクスキューズ言い訳はあれじゃん、その国家の何セーフティー、国家の安全を守るためにこういうプライバシーをギブアップしてください、それは大事なことですって言ってるけどさ、 It's like 何 I don't know, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Nothing that I'm over the whole presidential thing too
It's really stupid.
I don't buy it. I don't buy anything the U.S. government does anymore. It's ridiculous. It's just a joke. Which leads me to the story of Michael Hastings. Fascinating. Michael Hastings was a journalist in the United States. He's one of the most outspoken,
right,
and active and very aggressive journalists in the United States.And he was one of the few journalists that was actually doing real journalism.
Right.
So he was very vocal about criticizing the U.S. government for restricting what could actually be reported on and freedom of the press. And he was also very much critical of the surveillance programs that were going on. And he was critical of the Obama administration. So this Michael Hastings guy was very much outspoken against a lot of the activities, a lot of the bad activities that the U.S. government has been up to. And his work actually resulted in the General McChrystie's resignation, or maybe it was a termination. I don't know. Maybe he was fired. I think he was fired. So he's made a, he had been making a lot of enemies in government this way by just doing his job. And he died on June 18th in an automobile accident. And just prior to his accident, he was saying that the FBI was following him, that he was being monitored, that he believed that his life was in danger, and that he believed that the U.S. government was trying. Basically, he implied that he thought the U.S. government was going to kill him. And
he died.
Just hours after he was communicating with a lawyer from WikiLeaks about these concerns, his car, some Mercedes, was flying down the street at top speed, like insanely fast. And all of a sudden, and the brakes have not been touched. Like he didn't hit, press the brakes, the brake pedal at all, just full speed. And then suddenly it turned, his car turned and went straight into a tree. And like the engine was found like a block away. Like it was ridiculous. Like, what was that? What was that? So it's been a really, it was a really suspicious death.
Right.
And they cremated his body, without, against the wishes of his family, which basically was, which destroyed evidence, of course.
Right.
And video has been released in which it appears his car actually explodes before it hits the tree.
What the
Yeah, hell? So now they think that there might have been like an explosive in his vehicle, but it's hard to tell from the video, but it's really weird.
So, スノーデンの話にちょっと関連して、アメリカで、マイクル・ヘイスティングスっていう記者がいたんだけど、彼はまあ言論の自由とか、あのそのさっきの話みたいにこう政府が個人を監視していることをもうかなり酷評していて、メディアでももうなんだろう、政府のことを批判、もうオープンにどんどんどんどん批判してて、で例えばそのアフガン戦争の時にまあいろいろあのまあ悪いことをしてた司令官とかもすごい偉い人のことも暴露したりとかして、まあいろいろ政府の中に敵を作ってた人なんだけど、まあただあの世論的にはまあ彼は正直だから好かれていて、ただFBI にこうつけられてるんじゃないかって彼はずっと周りの人に言っていて、でウィキリークスの、弁護士にもなんかもう政府に殺されると思う、このままだとなんかもうつけられてるし死ぬと思うって言った何時間か後に、彼が運転する車がいきなりフルスピードで木に突っ込んで、彼は6月18日に亡くなったんだけど、ブレーキの跡もないし、今マイケルが言ってたみたいにその何 木にぶつかる前に車が爆発した痕跡がある。だからどうやって死んだのか誰にもわからない。で、
Well, cars don't normally just explode like that. That's weird. Like,
right.
Cars don't explode. That's only
Obviously.
In movies, really.
しかも家族の意思に反して遺体は火葬されてしまったからもう証拠も何もない。 But it's how can they do this? I mean, what kind of authority? It's like,なんかさ、アメリカってだって普通はさ、クリメイトしないでしょ。
No, they're not.
So, I mean, 何、家族が嫌だって言ってるのに無理やり仮装するってさ、どういう、 I mean, who gave the right to do that?
I have no idea. The weird thing is, I was trying to figure that out, but the details on that are kind of contradicting
okay.
on different sources. So
信じられないよね。映画みたいだよね。
ButWhat's really interesting about that is that modern cars, the new cars, they're controlled by multiple ECUs, engine control units, and they can be controlled remotely.
Mm.
This is possible.
Mm.
There's videos on YouTube demonstrating exactly how to do it.
Okay.
And so you can actually make a car accelerate, and you can actually make a car turn into a tree at full speed.
Right.
Why would Michael Hastings do this? Like, what was he doing? What, he was trying to kill himself? Why would he kill himself like that? It makes no sense.
リモートコントロールされたとしか思えないよね、これは。
All the new cars can be controlled that way.
Right.
It's not hard to do.
Right.
Because if you can, because you can access the engine control unit, and then you can install something that can be controlled remotely. The car itself cannot be controlled remotely without anything installed to it. But you can modify a car so that it can be controlled remotely, and you can actually assassinate people this way.
知らない間にその車に細工すれば簡単にリモートでコントロールできるってことでしょ?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so obvious that he was killed that it's kind of...
It's creepy.
でもさ、こんなに obvious... なんていうの?もっとこっそりやればいいじゃん。It's so obvious that like even I can tell.
We don't have any evidence. We can't prove that he was... This is just speculation.
Right.
But he believed that he was in danger. And then all of a sudden, he drives down the road at like fucking 200 miles per hour and just drives right into a tree. Like, like what?It's really weird. And he's not, you know, he didn't do drugs. He wasn't a crazy person. He very much had his stuff. He had his shit together. Very, very intelligent guy. And I did follow his work before this happened. And so I was kind of sad to see this go down this way.
ね、だからさ、この間アメリカがロシア側にそのスノーデンを引き渡してくださいって言った時にさ、死刑にはしないって約束するから引き渡せみたいなこと言ったじゃん。でもさ、死刑になんなくてもさ、こうやって殺されることがあるんだったらさ、そんな promise 意味ないよね。
I wouldn't be surprised if something happened to Snowden.
I really want him to either stay in Russia or just go to Venezuela.
Well, he's gonna stay in Russia, but that doesn't mean he's safe.
Well, he's safer than going back to the States.
The United States has had secret operatives in Russia since the Cold War.
Right.
And they maintain that. They have agents in Russia very well established, and they could... And those... What's interesting is that the Russian government is what's protecting Snowden, right? I'm sure that the CIA has people in the Russian government.
Right.
So the people that Snowden thinks are protecting him...I don't know if he can trust all those guys.
I don't think he trusts anybody anyways, but I mean, he's just doing...
Well, he knows how fucked up all of this stuff is. He worked for them.
Yeah.
He worked for the NSA.
I think he's just doing his best.
This would be such a good movie.
だってさ、そうだよ。だってさ、今こんなに話題になってるから、you would think that...Oh, 今スノーデンが死んだら、もう絶対アメリカ政府のせいだってバレちゃうから何もないだろうと思うじゃん。But then you see Michael Hastings, you know? It's like, it's so obvious, but they will still do it.
Well, JFK.
Yeah. It's, なんかさ、何でもやって、they can still get away with it. It's so fucked up.
Well, yeah.
誰もその責任取らなくていいわけじゃん。誰もさ、証明できないから。だからスノーデンにもう生き残ってほしい、どうしても。
Yeah, Snowden, such an interesting story.
Yeah.
Such an interesting story.
もうスノーデン頑張って。
It's hard to even know, like, what's true. Like, I don't even trust Snowden anymore.
スノーデンのさ、なんだっけ、バハマ?パナマだっけ?なんか知ってる?の話。
What?
記者が騙された話。
So、パナマ?
Yeah. パナマ or Bahamas. I forgot.
全然違う。
でも、なんかスノーデンが航空機のチケットを買ったっていう話があって、 メディアが全員騙されて、自分も同じ飛行機乗らないとって言って、めっちゃお金払って飛行機に乗ったの、みんな。で、そのフライトが十何時間もあるの。
It's probably Panama.
Maybe Panama.
He didn't go to the Bahamas. That's a terrible
idea. それ乗っちゃってから、みんなスノーで乗ってないことに気づいて、そっから十何時間だよ。何もすることない。
Yeah. Snowden going to the Bahamas is the worst escape strategy ever.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know.
People show up on the Bahamas and it's like they pay one guy off and he tells them exactly where you are and it's over.
It was probably Panama. I, まあそこちょっと記憶が定かじゃないんだけど、とりあえずその十何時間メディアがそこに騙されて乗っちゃったっていうのが。
That's not as funny as Anthony Weiner paying $24,000 to investigate who leaked his photo. And then the investigation team discovered that it was Anthony Weiner himself.
恥ずかしい。また出ました。ウィーナーの話。
Ridiculous.
Okay. はい。
That's it, right?
Pope?
Oh, Pope か。
Dude!
ポープの話もあった。
そうだよ。
Okay.
超忘れてた。
I know. I totally forgot about the Pope.
忘れてないよ。これ面白いもん。
It's too good to be true. So the Pope has basically, well, the Vatican and the Pope have stated that the time that you spend in purgatory, if you follow the Pope on Twitter, will be lessened. And purgatory is basically like a mini hell.Where if you're going to go to heaven, you have to go to purgatory and suffer in order to be cleansed of your sins while you were living on earth, because you have to be pure to exist in heaven, and so you must go to this purgatory and suffer. But you can cut down your suffering time if you sign up and follow the Pope on Twitter right now.
Yeah, it's so easy.
It's easy.
So, ローマ教皇の話なんだけど、キリスト教の考えで煉獄っていうのがあって、それは天国に、まあ、死んだ後に天国に行く前に、まあ、生きてる間に犯した罪を清めるために行くところで、まあ、その何火とかがあって結構苦しまなきゃいけないらしいんだけど、ローマ教皇がオフィシャルに、言った言葉、ローマ教皇を今ツイッターでフォローすればこの煉獄にいる時間が短くなりますっていう。I can't believe he's serious. これほん、なんかさ、エイプリルフールかと思うよね。
No, it's totally real.
どんだけフォロワー欲しいんだよ。
He has a lot of followers. He has millions.
もういいじゃん、それで。
He has millions of followers.
Why is he being greedy about
people
followers?
People get crazy about their Twitter followers.
Including Pope?
Including the Pope. He's like, fuck it. If you sign up, you follow me on Twitter, then you don't have to be in purgatory as
well. What would you say to increase our followers?
If you follow us on Twitter, you'll go to heaven. You don't even have to go to purgatory.
だってマイケル。
You go straight there.
だって。
You get to cut to the front of the line.
だって。
It's so ridiculous. 毎日
ニュース、ツイッターでフォローしてみんな。そしたらもう煉獄なしだよ。
Yeah,
That's
so hard. It's so hard not to shit on the Pope. With all of their weird scandals with child molestation. Oh, there's so much child molestation.
Yeah.
With the Vatican.
Yeah, true.
And it was pretty much clear that the Pope had been like hiding these guys, like protecting these child molesters.
Yeah. It's like, I mean...もう会社と同じだからね、これ。You know what I mean?
They don't pay taxes.
But they operate like a company. I've kind of... あのさ、なんかみんな結構すごい、こう、sacred なイメージがあると思うんだけど、なんか広報の人もいるし、マーケティングの人もいるし。
Oh, and they burn that stupid shit and it comes out the pipe in the top of the building and it's like a big deal.
あ、コンクラーベ。
Oh, yeah, the コンクラーベの... smoke and all that dumb.
本当にね、会社みたいにオペレーションしてるんだよ。だからツイッターの係の人もだってね、マーケティングの人でしょ、だって。マーケティングの人。
Their marketing skills are getting better.
え、これよくなくない?でもこの煉獄短くできるっていうメッセージ。
But to use Twitter at all is kind of impressive.
It is,
The Pope is on Twitter.
Yeah.
He has a direct line to God, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
He should, right?
Doesn't he?
He should, no?
What makes him special, other than his fish hat? He looks like a wizard.
なんかあれじゃないの?
He looks like...
なんかでもあれだからエリートコースみたいなことでしょ?
I don't really get it.
And then when he dies, like, there has to be some miracles and then he becomes a saint.
The Pope does?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think every Pope would become a saint.
Are you gonna follow him on Twitter?
フォローしてないよ。
But you're risking... You're risking because.
Ah, そっか、やばいやばい。煉獄。
If you're wrong about Catholicism and it's real, you're gonna suffer in purgatory.
やばい。
And Jesus is gonna be like.
Are you following him on Twitter?
No.
はい、マミとマイケル、もう煉獄で苦しむの決定じゃん。
Oh, so fucked.
これ聞いてるみんなもだよ。ポープフォローしてなかったらもう煉獄。でもみんなで煉獄にいよう、もうしょうがないから。
Yeah, it's like a threat.
It is a threat.
It is a threat.
It is a threat. でもさ、結構みんな threat じゃない? Like, これしなかったらこうなるよっていう全部 threat じゃん。
Yeah, if you don't pay like 10% of your income or whatever.
Yeah, that's Mormon, right?
Well, I don't know if it's just Mormonism.
There are a lot of religions like that.
But all those churches, they come around with the collection plate.
あ、そうそう。あ、あれもじゃん。あの、仏教だってさ、戒名、あの、何お葬式の時にさ Do you know about this? あのすごい立派な名前をさ、何百万とかお金が上がるごとに死んでからの地位が高くなりますよみたいな、So that's a threat too, you know? Like, oh, if you don't pay this much, then your mom or dad is gonna be
well, look at
like
the caste system in India.
Yeah.
That shit is brutal.
Yeah.
Or in the Middle East whereBasically, women can't do anything other than just...
Well, you can't generalize and say Middle East, but in some countries, yes.
In some countries in the Middle East.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Pope, I don't know.
What's weird is that the message, the overwhelming majority of these religions tend to put forth a message of... That condemns materialism and...condemns an obsession with money and, and they try to push forth like good values and compassion and then all of a sudden they're passing around this collection plate and they want you to put money in it so that and then the priest drives off in a Ferrari. It's madness.
この何? Twitter offer, you know? It's like, じゃあさ、Twitter やってない人はさ、絶対このオファー受けれない。
You better make a Twitter account.
So if you're like an African child, you know, in poverty, you don't have Twitter. Well, so you would have to suffer longer in Dengoku just because you don't have an iPhone.
Yeah, well, this is an issue that always comes up in
it's like in I religion. Can't believe he's serious.
It's endless. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I wish it was Aburirufuru. Too bad it's not.
It's not. It's just the Pope. This isn't as bad as molesting little boys, though.
まあね。
And the Pope has stated that he doesn't judge priests who are gay. He was like, oh, who am I to judge gay priests? It's like, dude, have you read the Bible?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I mean...
But religion always... This is something that I always ended up talking about, but... Religion always follows. It never leads. Religion never comes out and says, you know what? Black people deserve equal treatment. Like, it's always science that pushes moral value. It's always science that has pushed for acceptance of homosexuality. And it's that kind of objective thinking that allows us to escape these weird... immoral traps that have been set over time by religious institutions and weird convoluted interpretations of, right. of shit people wrote thousands of years ago.
Exactly.
And it's
I really it's love totally this concept. Bonkers. I really love it. I mean, not at all.
That religion never leads like moral innovation. It seems like they would. They never do.
ね、逆なんだよね。
What's up with that shit? If you're talking to God, you should be delivering the you know, what's the gospel? Stop saying that shit you've always been saying. We heard that. How about telling us what we're doing wrong right now? Tell us what, you know, how about having some good ideas?
It's so easy to like look back and say shit, but
like the Pope just now saying that he doesn't judge gay priests. Yeah, you're too late, man. You missed the boat.
You're not
impressing everybody.
Even the government, you know?
Well, it's adapt or die, and religion's still trying to make bank, so it's gonna adapt. They're not trying to fade out.
If you're behind then the government, then it's like it's not fair. I mean, you can't just come out and say like, oh, you know, we're advanced and blah 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 and all the kind of shit.
This is turning into a religion bashing session. That's terrible. Religion does a lot of good things for the world.
Yeah.
And a lot of the good values that people have rooted in religion. I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm not against religion itself.
There's some wacky religious ideas, though.
Yeah.
And that fish hat. Get out of here. That fish hat.
We're not trying to offend anybody. We're just making fun.
Yeah.
Of some certain someone. And Pope. His marketing team.
The Twitter thing's hilarious.
Net, 面白い.
That's it, right?
Yep.
Pope is the last thing.
Yeah. Unless you want to talk about the gay bath.
The Vatican acquiring the largest gay bathhouse in all of Europe.
What's a gay bath?
Bathhouse?
Yeah. Gay bathhouse, well, yeah.
These bathhouses, like, bathhouses aren't gay on their own.
Not God. Who's
but they were kind of hijacked by the gay community. Because when you go to a bathhouse...
A発展場ってこと?
It's like going to onsen.
Yeah.
Right? So if you go to onsen, if I go to onsen, there's all these other dudes there and we're all naked, right?
Yeah.
And we're all chilling in some water together.
Yeah.
You know, our junk is in the same water. We're just chilling. Don't even know each other. And so what's been happening for a very long time, since like the 70s, probably earlier, 60s.
Okay.
These gay people would just go to the bathhouse. Okay. Because then you can go hang out with naked dudes. I think it would depend on the bathhouse.
Okay.
Some bathhouses, I think, do have a lot of gay stuff going on.
発展場でしょ、発展場。
What's 発展場?
It's like, そういうゲイの人たちが、もともと別にそういう場所じゃないんだけど、
yeah.
なんかこう決まった場所があって、そこにまあゲイの人が集まってこう出会いの場となっているみたいな。
Yeah. Somehow onsens have survived in Japan because it's such a traditional thing and,
yeah.
and people have good manners here. People have much better manners in general in Japan. But in the States and other parts of the world, those bathhouses or onsen type arrangements, gay dudes would just roll up in there and just start doing gay shit, and then all the straight people are like, I'm not coming here anymore, this is disgusting. So then the straight people stop going, then more people start going. More gay people start going, and then pretty soon it's just a gay bathhouse and everyone there is just gay. And they're just, you know, splashing water at each other and dancing.
ヨーロッパで最大のその発展場がバチカンにあるってこと?
Yeah, the biggest gay bathhouse in all of Europe is owned by the Vatican.
Go, gay people. Rainbow.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Gay pride.
It'll probably just get gayer.
That's like so awesome, though. It's so ironic, right?
Janai? The Catholic Church does a lot of weird stuff, though. They funded a telescope and named it Lucifer.
What?
Yeah.
Nande?
Lucifer is the name of the devil. And they named this telescope the devil.
Why?
I don't remember. Why did they buy the gay bathhouse? What are they doing? I have no idea. I think it's just
謎だね。
Yeah, they're doing. Why did you know? Why is any of this stuff happening?
でもそのバチカンのは残しといてほしい。It's like it's so ironic, and you know, it's like go gay people in Vatican. Just do what you're doing.
Well, just keep
what you're doing.
No, not the gay people in the Vatican. Don't keep doing what you're doing if you're molesting little boys. Stop doing that and just go hang out at the bathhouse
instead.
No,
but those people are normal people, right? No, not priests.
Oh, yeah. The people that are at the bathhouse, yeah.
Are they priests?
No.
No, then, I mean, they should keep doing what they're doing.
Just keep going to the gay bathhouse?
Yeah, だってそこに行ってるのは because they're interested in adult gay people, John.
Don't get confused. They're not going to stop going just because the Catholic Church acquired it, you know, unless they shut it down, which would be very controversial. I doubt they'll do that.
Yeah.
I would have doubted that they would have bought it in the first place, though, so I don't know.
Hmm. Well, maybe it's a good thing. I don't know.
It's just weird.
That there's like a place where horny priests can like...
Well, there's tons of those gay bathhouses all over Europe. It's Europe. Mm. Well, I mean, they have them outside of Europe too, but...
Dude, you're...
Dude. I'm dropping like stereotype bombs right
Dude,
now.
Dude, I love Europe.
Yeah,
I
didn't
Europe.
Say it was a bad thing. I think gay people probably have a better time in Europe than they have in some parts of the US.
Yeah, in the States where people are all like, oh, that's so fucking gay. Oh, that's gay. Oh, that's gay. Like, everything is gay, right? In that sense, you're right.
Yeah, isn't Europe more...
People won't say that in Europe.
Isn't Europe generally more gay-friendly than the United States? Or?
Well, I mean, it depends, I think, on the country, but yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, we're like... dissing America a lot today.
I know. I'm sorry, America.
Aww.
I'm sorry, America. But get your shit together. That's it, right?
Yep. 以上です。
以上です。
ちゃんとみんなが聞けるといいな、これ。サーバー。
Yeah.、ね、I hope the server thing gets sorted soon.、
ね、
iTunes is kind of weird.
Yeah.
So I'd just like to say, iTunes, what the hell?What is this shit? you guys got some weird shit going on with podcasts.
そうだね。でもあのメールはね、問い合わせのメールはすごい丁寧に対応してくれたんだけどね、アップ。
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yeah.
And thank you everybody for giving us like support and everything on Twitter and Facebook and iTunes reviews.、
Mm.
We really appreciate it. 本当にありがとうございます。
Yeah. I'll take a break.From、
yeah.
working on this thing. I think it's more or less sorted. It's kind of just upload this episode. This is the first time we've ever uploaded an episode on the new server.
そうだよ。
So we'll see how it goes. And
fresh start だよ。
適当に course correct from there.
ね、ちょっとこんな頑張っちゃったからね。次のアップは多分来週かね。
Yeah, sometime next week.
うん、半ばかそんぐらいに考えてます。Yeah.というわけでこれからもよろしくお願いします。
Yep, please.
Okay. TGIF.
Yeah.
Oh, we're uploading it tomorrow. Have a nice weekend.
Have a nice weekend.
Bye.
Bye.